Good morning. It's Rosie on the house. Well, great, beautiful Saturday morning to you all. We've got our Dunkin' Donuts coffee. We have John J. Harper of Harper's Nursery. We have Rosie Romero. We have Jennifer. We have Mike. We have Julia. We have Pete. We have everybody in studio today.
You know what we don't have?
What don't we have?
The rooster.
The rooster.
Rooster.
The rooster.
What happened to the rooster?
You know that heat advisor? They put a heat advisory out. We didn't have those heat advisories when I was a kid. We had to go out and work and mow the lawn and do chores. Heat advisors, that rooster called in this morning and said, I can't work. There's a heat advisor. You can't make me work.
Well, they were talking in the news.
When did rooster join the union?
They were talking in the news recap last hour about what's the next civil rights movement now that we've addressed the gay marriage and we're in the middle of addressing the immigration and stuff. So, I don't know. Next step may be
chicken rights.
Equality for roosters.
Yep.
But, yeah, heat warnings when you and I were growing up where Dad would wake us up at 4:30 instead of 5:30.
It's going to be hot today, so get up early and get this done before it gets
hot. This is your heat warning.
And then you turn the sprinkler on in the lawn and you ran through it.
Oh, man. Listen, y'all, if you think it's hot here, it hit 129 in Death Valley yesterday, so hang on to your hats for that one.
Piece of cake.
Baby. Today we're talking, we have hit the topic perfectly based on circumstances. Today we're talking about insulation, really the whole 3 hours. In 9 to 11, we're going to be talking about insulation in your home, in your structure, what to do and what not to do. We're actually going to be giving away a $250 gift card for those of you that get to Facebook and follow the instructions on how to register it for. We'll be drawing a winner here this morning. We're going to announce our staycation winner a little bit later in the show, but right now we're in the garden with John J. Harper. We're going to be talking about... Okay, no rooster, but I got a coffee pour. It's a late coffee pour. And I have bird. There are birds there. The rooster's just not checked in.
Oh, he's just a baby. That was a regular old bird. Uh-oh. Ah, oh, we ticked him off.
We shamed him into getting up.
Well, we have all poured our Dunkin' Donuts coffee, and we've got that going on right now. We're waking up. We're hoping you're waking up with us here at Rosie on the House in the garden. And the number for you to call to ask John Jay your gardening question or to give him an opportunity to solve your gardening dilemma is 1-888-767-4348. Hope to hear from you soon. Call from wherever you are in Arizona because we do have one common denominator recommendation we can make for you today.
Shade.
Shade, baby.
Yeah, you know, I posted on our newsletter this morning, goes to Facebook, goes, you know, I'm sure on the, Melissa probably has it on the Rosie on the House Facebook page by now, but two thermometers taken Thursday, this couple days ago, one in the sun, one in the shade. They're taken, you know, as long as it took to take the thermometer down from one spot and move it to the next. So I had the same thermometer. So a few minutes apart, not hours apart. 101-ish in the shade underneath a plum tree at our Mesa nursery. The thermometer pegged on a west-facing full sun little lattice work. Not against a block wall like your house.
Oh, wow.
Against lattice. So a wooden lattice wall, it pegged it. You know how they go to like 120 and then
and it was there.
A little above and it went all the way. I don't know how far it kept going.
Man.
So that is what shade does to help your house, your windows, your car, everything, whatever you can do to create shade. Salt River Project, APS will tell you it is the most effective thing, number one thing you should do, and probably the most cost effective way to create shade is to plant trees and shrubs and vines and get them on and in and strategically placed around your home to create that shade. Then that insulation that's in your house, if it's not adequate, if you make that adequate, along with shading those glass areas, those hot west-facing walls, those south-facing walls, makes it even a better investment. So the combination of shade in insulation, shade and better windows, shade and more efficient air conditioning units, all of those things really, if that thing is only 101 degrees to start with instead of 122 degrees to start with,
big difference.
How much more effective is the insulation, the window, that sort of thing going to be or not going to be?
Big difference. And in the trees, not only are they providing shade, which has a function of lowering your utility bills, but you got the enhanced beauty.
Well, then there's everything else. Yeah, the beauty, you've got birds. We're going to talk about birding next hour with the Audubon Society. So you've got a place for habitat for wildlife. You've got beauty. You've got the legacy of having a tree, a place for kids to play. There was a few kids running around here today.
A few.
that might someday want to climb a tree or have a tree house or a tree fort. How many memories does that bring back? Plus, just a great place to hang out. Put a hammock, put a chair. You know, even on super hot afternoons, I got home yesterday, jumped in the pool, got out of the pool, and immediately shivered.
Shivered?
Shivered. So you can go get wet, sit in the shade, and you got it made in the shade. So there's a lot of reasons to plant trees. But
that low, low humidity right now is really going a long ways to help that.
Yes, sir.
So we're here in the garden with John J. Harper, 1-888-767-4348. If you'd like to ask a question, we'd love to hear from you, talking about shade, talking about the excessive heat, talking about this is not really the time to tackle some kind of big outdoor project. This is the time maybe to sit down, take a few notes, jot down some ideas on things you'd like to get started on around the yard, and give us a ring, and let's see if we can help you get started on the retaining wall, on the sprinkler system, on the irrigation system, the planting scheme.
Now, I have a confession to make. I have a very big drip system. And in fact, it was only going to be 7 trees. It's like 38 now. So as I've kept putting emitters, I need to run more drip lines out there. Okay. Just because when you calculate the gallons per minute that the valve restricts it to, it's like 8 gallons per minute. So I had more drips on it than it was exceeding that.
Right.
So I ran a second one out there, but I haven't broken down and retrenched the line yet just because it has been so hot. Is that hot water on top of there going to hurt the plants and, you know,
good
bacon
question.
In that?
Well, don't run the drip in the middle of the day.
Okay. Which I usually don't.
You know, that would be the solution to that. Because sure, of course, the water, as long as it wasn't spraying on the foliage, and we have to be careful of this in the nursery. You go turn one of the hoses on to start watering in the nursery, and the first, you know, minute or two that water's coming out of that hose on a day like the last few, or just about any day in the summer, rubber hose sitting in the sun is hot. And if you put that on the foliage, especially if it gets on the leaves of a somewhat tender plant. Now, it going through a little drip and dripper and dripping on the soil at the base of the plant probably isn't as harmful as you might think. But my suggestion, and this is also in our newsletter, is that really you want to water early in the day before heat becomes a stress factor anyway. If your water isn't coming on till later in the day, those plants may already have been wilted. I don't know what the temperature was at 10 o'clock or noon yesterday, but in 1990, on the day it hit 122, I believe I'm right on this, at 10 o'clock, it was like already 110.
Boo.
So you can usually figure that there's a 10-degree difference between 10 a.m. and the high for the day. So the temperature goes up drastically once the sun starts coming up. And then it doesn't go up near as much from about 10 o'clock till, you know, 3:30 or 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock, whenever it hits the high for the day in the afternoon. So you really want to get that water on there, you know, before 10 o'clock for sure, probably 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning right now. That would solve the hot water problem if there was hot water in those lines, which a black plastic line sitting on top of the ground, you can bet that water's hot.
Well, y'all all have John Jay to blame for this heat. He said last week it had to get hot before we got the monsoons. Well, John Jay, thank you very much for this.
You're very welcome.
But your mom says there's thunder in Prescott?
Got a call yesterday about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, said it was thundering.
Oh, man, how good does that sound to the rest of the state right now? Bring it on.
One last little question. I've heard that if it's over 90, like you're saying, you don't want the water on the foliage because that can actually sunburn the plant. Now, I got home last night and the sun, it was about 6:30, 7 o'clock, so the sun's pretty much down, but it was still over 90. I still watered the garden. I mean, because the sun's not shining, it's not going to
You're okay. Reflect to it. No, you're okay then. You know, as long as the sun's not hitting it as it's going on there, shouldn't be an issue.
All right. Well, I got my questions in time for y'all to get yours in. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Let's bring Michelle into the conversation and see how we can help her this morning.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. Hey, I've got four ash trees at my house. They're almost 11 years old, and so they're mature. And I've been playing a watering game for quite a few years now, to the extent where both summers some of the leaves will, you know, scorch and fall off. But this year, because of the cold winter, one of them has a little bit of a disease. So I need to obviously take care of the water situation. Is the best resolution for me to put in a separate line with a valve going to that and add more emitters to get the water to those trees, or to just put more lines and emitters on the current structure and, you know, increase the watering time and lower the gallon emitters to the plants so they're not repeating as much?
Well, here's what we'll do. We are up against a break, so okay. Michelle, you tune in. We've got a tough connection, so we'll let you go. Just turn your radio up, and Jay will address all those questions right after this.